strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 3rd. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Iman. How you doing, Iman?
I'm great. It's going to be, I think this will be an interesting one. I'm kind of, usually the one before the eviction episode is kind of lackluster, but I feel like we got some cool stuff to talk about today. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about you, Iman, but yesterday was just a brutal day for me watching these feeds. It was brutal.
Yeah, I know. I saw your tweets about manifesting a certain thing to happen, and that didn't happen.
Yeah,
you were live on Twitch and everything. You were like gung ho, bitch. Like,
look. Without getting too technical, in screenwriting structure, right? There's usually a moment in the story where it looks like it's the climax. It looks like the hero is about to succeed. Mm-hmm. And then, boom, all of a sudden they fail and things are even worse than they were before. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh no, what are they going to do? How are they going to get out of this now? It's even worse. And then they don't usually leave you in that spot for too long. They usually find some way to succeed. Watching the feeds yesterday was like watching that moment of failure and everything has become worse over and over and over and over again.
Well, all I can say is maybe in this particular story, the protagonist is not who you think it is. Maybe it's somebody else and they got to go. And the focus is going to be put on another character. And that's who you end up rooting for. But that's just the optimist in me talking.
Maybe because every time you watch the failure, this is like when you're watching the movie and the hero fails and everything's getting worse and it happens over and over. And then also every time they fail, you have to watch the villains sit upstairs together and be like, you know, I feel real bad about it, but we just had to do it. You know, we just had to do it. You know, we feel real bad, but we're convincing ourselves not to feel bad. And it makes us feel much better when we talk about how we just can't do it. We feel really bad about it, but we can't do it.
It's like that meme of like all those men laughing. And it's like, and then we told them that we might flip. Yeah, I share your pain, but not really because cat's in my draft.
So,
you know.
So it's so hard to watch. It's just you can't even do it because you don't want to get your hopes up. All right, so that was the day. I didn't watch because I didn't want to get my hopes up. Sorry, guys, no update. All right, now we started the day yesterday. Of course, it was day 14 in the house. And Nicole was talking to Kemi about, of course, Ovi. Nicole wants Ovi to go. She thinks he's a flip-flopper and, of course, not a woman. So they both agree, you know, Ovi's going to go. Kemi is not super on board with Kat, though. Kemi's probably the person with the best read on Kat of the women, saying that she thinks she's pretty solidly with the Jack and Jackson portion of things, which... in my mind, like, right, so if Kat is with them and Ovi is a flip-flopper, which one is more valuable to you as being against them?
I mean, yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it's definitely better to go with somebody that you know could potentially be on your side, even if it's a fleeting moment, versus someone who know is not going to be on your side. But then again, Kat is volatile AF. So who's to say not under the correct circumstances? She wouldn't also pull some flippity floppity stuff as well. Now, is she ever going to be able to be in power and actually enact something? That's a different story. But, you know, I can kind of see why it's sort of, you know, something that's kind of like up in the air and why you could consider keeping Kat as well. Because, I mean, Ovi might be, as much as he might be a flip-flopper, he's also smart. So when he knows it's time to ditch y'all, he won't hesitate to do it either. So...
Sure. I mean, like from their perspective, it's obvious, you know, why they're having trouble kind of understanding why Kat is so bad for their game. They don't know that Kat has been running around behind their back saying she would never want to work with the women. She thinks that's stupid and that she's basically, you know, all over Jackson all the time to the point that it's driving him crazy. And I really would have a hard time seeing her ever go against that, or at the very least going against Holly, who is also anti Women's Alliance. I wish they knew more, but unfortunately they don't here in this particular spot. However, Kemi does talk about Nick, and in this conversation she is a little weirded out, a little sketched out by Nick, because she talked to him about targeting Jack, and then all of a sudden Jack started being nice to her. Like he gave him a heads up or something. Of course, we know that the reason Jack has been nicer to Kemi is because he thought she was going home and then she wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he has to deal with her for another week, at least. And so he's like, oh, I've been nicer. I've been doing better.
This is like one of like the strangest interactions I've ever seen on this show. I just don't get the vitriol and all the lambasting and just all of like, why do you feel like you like what is all the animosity coming from? Because they didn't do a good job of explaining any episodes. We never really get any clear, you know, we're never going to get first speaker feed footage. It's just the strangest thing. And I just feel like it's just one of those things where she was on the outs from the beginning and that was like who he decided to target first. So now it's just like, I have to keep that same energy as it were, because that's all I'm used to in the house is like keeping that same energy against Kemi. It's so strange. Like, I just feel like, she is such a thorn in his side and she doesn't need to be. And now she actually is, because if she wins, he's going up. And it's like, Jack, you're really screwing yourself here, because oh my God, I really, really hope that she wins, because I would love to see him shut the up about it for once. Oh my God.
I know. I really wanted Ovi, obviously before he was backdoored, to win HOH, because then they'd have to suck up to him in power, and I thought that would be really fun. Obviously, it's not looking great for Ovi, but even so, I do think the Kemi HOH would be great. I think that, you know, Kemi would go after Jack, and there are a lot of people that just want her to do that for them. So, you know, that might not be the most fun, but I feel like maybe Kemi would sniff out that she's doing other people's dirty work. And so even if she, I don't know, I feel like there's hope. Kemi winning HOH would be great. But I don't know, maybe even somebody like Bella, if Bella won. I don't think Bella is going to actively go after the women, and she's also not going to want to go after Jax. And then, yeah, I'm talking myself out of any fun scenarios. Honestly, she'd probably go after Cliff or something.
Yeah, probably Cliff. In I don't even know. Probably Kat again, because she's an easy throw up there. And yeah, it's going to be
Jack or Kemi next week. It's like flat out Jack, Kemi, or Jess, I think.
Yeah, and I'm hoping for the Kemi thing. I don't even know what kind of a HOH to even root for, because if it's a crapshoot, then that's just going to be lowering everybody's chances. If it's something more physical, maybe Kemi can pull it. I don't know, but we'll see. We don't even know if it's going to be an eviction tonight, according to that damn commercial. So tonight's going to be interesting, to say the least.
I don't believe commercials. But I'm not getting my hopes up again, Amon. They're not going to do it to me.
I'm like, look, it still feels like it's the beginning of the season. It feels like there are still so many possibilities. So I'm holding on to hope, I guess, for the both of us.
I'll say this. I genuinely, like, if you're going to do a bunch of crazy twists, get him out of the way in the first week when there's like not a ton of strategy to interfere with. Like, there's not a ton of like actual people playing the game that are really going to get screwed. It's the first week. Like, everybody's still starting out. Everybody's still, you know, getting their bearings. And so I feel like if you're going to do any twists, do them in the first week. If you're going to, you know, cancel evictions, then cancel the first one.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's true. Like, this is like the part of the game where everybody is sort of, starting to, I mean, even Rockstar, like what she said on the show last night, and that part of the reason why they keep the feeds off the first week is because they really have to train you, not only just for how to get used to the game, but also just, you know, all the technical stuff of not singing, not talking about casting week, all that stuff. Like, you really have to train yourself to really be in the mindset of the game. So
yeah, because they're all so good at that.
Yeah, because it's not like they have to keep saying it throughout the rest of the season. But yeah, I mean, I would agree. Like, the twist really, especially this one that ended up being so hollow anyway. It was like all this hubbub for something that can't even be used. It's just like, damn, like, it just has a knack for screwing themselves out of twist. Their production is so strange, but mm-hmm. when have they not been, honestly?
Yeah, so we also got a conversation between Kat and Jackson. Now, if you recall, the night before, they got alcohol, and she was all over Jackson, and he was not very comfortable with that. And so, you know, he complained to Holly about it, and it seems like him and Holly are having a bit of a connection, but Kat doesn't really leave him alone, and she's really, like, pawing him a lot, and he doesn't like it. He doesn't want that to be happening. And so he's trying to talk to Kat about, like, hey, you know, can we not do that? Kat is going to question him about Holly and his relationship with Holly. You know, other people were saying that, like, you and Holly would make a good couple. You know, what's up with that? Why are you talking about Holly? You know, that's, you know, it's just, okay. And he's like, whoa. You can't be talking about, why are you talking about Holly? Holly has nothing to do with this, so on and so forth.
Honestly, you know what? I'm starting to, like, say the jig is up for Jackson, because I'm starting to think that you really don't actually dislike Kat as much as you're saying you do. I think that she's annoying. I think she annoys as anybody. But I think a piece of him just craves the attention. And
I'm sure.
Yeah, and it's like, because I feel like the only thing that Jackson likes more than snapping on Kat is telling everybody about how much he snaps on Kat. And it's like, is it really that bad though? Because whose bed do you end up? Who do you end up sleeping next to every night? Oh yeah, it's Kat. So do you want out or do you want in? Like, come on. Well, they won't say. I'm over it. I'm over it. And it's only been a week and I'm over it. Like,
I think what happened here is that, you know, Kat was really flirting with him at the start and he was like, yeah, I like this attention. I'm a ladies man.
Uh huh.
I am Batman. And he ends up, you know, accidentally hooking up with her while trying to comfort her, as he okay. says. And then, like, you know, he's still stuck in a house with her. I don't know. I don't want to speculate, but maybe he's not used to that much. And so now that he's still stuck with her, he's like, whoa, why are you, what's going on here? Why, you know, I don't like this. Why are you still here? Why are you still trying to, like, be with me? I've been talking to this other girl and I like her a lot and I'm kind of, like, wanting to go in that direction. You're still, like, all over me here. And it's just like, whoa, dude, slow down. What are you doing?
And, like, I mean, it's so unfortunate because, I mean, as much as you claim to, you know, want to heed your mother's words and, like, treating women with respect and not, you know, embarrassing women on national TV, like, I mean, look at you. He's really a mess. Like, his day yesterday on feeds was, I could just see, like, his, like, mental stability just chipping slowly away. Because it looked like in most of the conversations that he had with Kat, Kat seemed to be the calm one. I know that she's annoying. I know that she likes to follow him around. But, like, you don't see Kat snapping on him the way that he snaps on her. And it's like, who's really the crazy one here? Like, I mean,
both of them.
I mean, yeah. My overall point is that he is not. Look in the mirror before you start throwing stones, because I guarantee you, it's not. You're not. It takes two to tango. Okay.
And I will say, like, while they are both a bit crazy, in my opinion, Kat at least, like, Kat is not mean to Jack.
Yeah, there it is.
Jackson is mean to Kat. He talks poorly about her behind her back. He says he has to babysit her. He calls her dumb. Kat talks wonderfully about Jack. He's got a good heart, that kid. You know, he's a bit of a frat boy, but you know, he's really got a heart of gold. He's a good guy. And that's where it starts to get like, ah, come on, man. There's nothing wrong with not wanting to continue a relationship with somebody. There's nothing wrong with feeling uncomfortable when somebody still continues to aggressively sort of like come on to you. You can respectfully decline. Maybe. And respectfully be like, hey, I'm just not into this. I'm sorry. You don't have to be like, oh, I'm babysitting. Yeah. Oh, she's so stupid. Like, come on, man.
Maybe if you were a cam talker, maybe we'd get something where he's like, you know what, this is odd. It's a part of my strategy. I just want them all to think that I'm so against Kat, but really I'm planning on dragging her all the way to the end because I know that she's an easy beat. I don't know. Maybe that's just like me trying to force some strategy onto Jackson, but... Maybe, because, like, I mean, it's all, half the day he's, like, over her, and then he's back to being Team Kat and wanting to protect her, and then we'll see towards the end of the night, he's so ready to throw under the bus again, and then he'll probably end up back in bed with her again. So it's just like, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So Jackson is also telling Kat, like, hey, you gotta stop. You gotta stop being paranoid and spreading rumors and such because, you know, you're freaking out and being like, oh my God, Jack's gonna flip the vote against me because apparently Jess told Kat that Jack was trying to flip the vote against her. And so she freaked out and went to Christy and was like, hey, Christy, Jack's trying to flip the vote against me. And Jackson was like, you can't do that. You're gonna make Christy not trust Jack and he is not flipping the vote against you, which will become very obvious throughout the day as Jack continues to ruin everything. So.
Somebody is mad this morning.
All right. So Jackson talks to Tommy after his conversation with Kat, and he is done. He's like, I do not want to have to deal with this. He is trying to ghost this woman, and she won't be ghosted. And he comes to the realization, wait a minute, in the Big Brother house, evicting somebody is like ghosting them. If she gets evicted, then I don't have to deal with her anymore, and I can go be with Holly. I can't believe I didn't think of this before. Hey, Tommy, why don't we evict Kat? Ovi's a cool dude, right?
A novel idea. I mean, one would think, like, how do you get rid of somebody in the house of Big Brother? Oh, vote them out. Especially if they're on the block. That would make a lot of sense. What I enjoyed the most about this this conversation is just like how well Tommy is at, you know, like sort of you know quelling Jackson's rage, but also entertaining his thought and like supporting them and being like, look, like if Jackson asks him like, will you go and speak to Christy with me about this later on, and Jack's like, so about it. He's like, yeah, like it's something that I could get behind. You could even remind Christy, hey, you like were thinking about getting rid of Kat anyway, so maybe this is something, maybe you should revisit that line of thinking. Like, I just think that Tommy did a very good job of, you know, like he was playing the game very well at that conversation with Jackson. And I feel like, I forget who, somebody on Twitter like tweeted, I think it was BB Team North, one of my favorite accounts on Twitter. He was like, oh yeah, like I just feel like Jackson is just somebody that really needs just somebody to just be his therapist. And I think that Tommy just did a really good job in that conversation of being a Nick.
Yeah, basically. Nick, where are you? What are you doing? Yeah, Tommy is basically like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea to me. It seems as though Tommy is perhaps the most pro Ovi person in the house, apart from maybe Cliff. And also has the most amount of influence. Just seems unwilling to exercise that influence. And, you know, that's probably the better gameplay.
Yeah.
But still, like, Tommy, why can't you be my Tyler? Why can't you do all the things that I want you to do? Why can't you use your power? Because I want you to use it. That's more exciting to me, Tommy.
Maybe he just doesn't want it. Maybe he just, like, I mean, like you said, it's probably just better for him and to just keep collecting information, because everybody, like, a lot of people come to him with stuff. Like, Jackson comes to him with stuff. Of course, Obi is coming to everybody with stuff. He has to have a good relationship with Cliff. Of course, there's the Christie thing. Like, he just has, like, a lot of, like, goodwill with people. And, you know, I guess it's better to, like, rack that social capital up and then make it rain later. But,
honestly, yeah, I blame Christie. I do. I think that because Tommy has Christie in the house, he's able to play a lot more conservatively because he already has a, like, ride or die, like, 100% ride or die that he can trust everything in. And he doesn't have to play as aggressively because he just has that. And he's structured himself in a really good position through that, where, like, he has this 8, he's got a 6 inside of the 8, he's got a 5 inside of the 6, he's got a 3 inside of the 5, and he's got the 2 inside of the 3. And, like, all of those are rock solid because he knows Christie outside of the game.
It really can't be understated just how much of an advantage that must be. Because, I mean, it's one thing to have a ride or die that you create inside that house, but to have somebody that you have spent, like, what, 7 years of your life with, like, that is just, people in that house always talk about, oh, I just know that I can depend on this person, and that feels really, really nice. And I always have a piece of skepticism in the back of my mind, like, well, you're still playing a game. But to, like, come in with somebody that you know, and I'm talking about no, not acquaintance, not like a hi at a Starbucks one good time on a Saturday, like, you know this bitch. Like, that's great. So,
yeah. Because people think, like, oh, you go into a game, it's all about lying and backstabbing. So if you go in with somebody you know, like, you'll be playing the game. Like, it's like you're playing, you know, werewolves or, like, you know, a mafia, like, any kind of game where it's like, it's fun times and I'm going to, you know, lie to my friend and it's all good. But, like, that's not what the Big Brother game is. You go into Big Brother, it's not like, oh, look at us, we're having fun. It's, oh my God, I'm terrified. Just cling on to anything that it will help me feel a little bit okay in here. Mm-hmm. And if you know somebody that is, like, the heavens part and you're like, oh, it's, I know who you are.
Yes.
You know me. Like, people joke about this all the time, that if, like, I was in the house with Brent, oh boy, we'd be getting each other. You'd better believe Brent and I are clinging to each other as tight as possible, and we are running that game as much as far as we can. You know, maybe in the end game you betray each other, but you know, if you know somebody in there, you are going to work with them. It is we saw Tamar and Candy on Big Brother Celebrity. They hated each other. They still work together throughout most of the game. Like, that's just how things work in there. And these people, these Tommy and Christy, they don't hate each other. Apparently their family, there's a little bit of contention based on how the relationship potentially ended. But like, they get along fine. And this is going to be a very, very powerful connection.
Yeah. I mean, you said it all. It cannot be understated just how well of a connection and how much of an advantage that it really is. And whether it be messy casting or really what they were trying to go with this summer camp theme, so be it. But it's definitely something that's it's interesting part about both of their games. And I wonder how much of, if it ever were to come out, I wonder just how much of a crutch that will be seen as by other players in the end, should they make it far. But as of right now, good to go.
Yes, Reality Reacts in the chat says, Brent is the Christie. Sorry, Brent.
I was trying in my mind, as you said that, I was, like, trying to compare you guys to a pair in the house. And yeah, I guess Tommy and Christie are right there, so... I was, like, going to think,
I'm just trying to imagine Brent...
or somebody, like, I couldn't think of anybody that was, like, super comfortable.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine Brent as Christie. Like, I'm just trying to figure out the right move to make. That's what Christie does a lot.
Yeah, Brent will be a messy queen. That's okay.
It would be fun. Brent would be a more fun version of Christy, I think.
I think so too. I think he'd be a little bit smarter about his decisions.
But yeah, Brent wouldn't be like, "Oh, I feel so bad for Ovi. But I just have to do it. I feel so bad. I can't look him in the eye, but I have to." Brent would be like, "Yeah, Ovi's leaving. Get over it, fans."
Yeah. Definitely.
He sucks.
Like in the DR, like, I mean, it is what it is. Like, you gotta go. Sorry about it, but not sorry. Robot.
Yes. That's how villains work, Christy. You're a villain. Get over it. Mm-hmm. All right. So Tommy agrees with the flip. Tommy's on board. He says, look, hey, I think that's a good idea. Why don't we get rid of Kat? We can keep Ovi. Ovi's a cool guy. Ovi would be indebted to us. And so that could work. Let's pitch this to Christy. Like, all right, here we go. This is when I went on Twitch. I was like, oh boy, here we go. Tommy's on board. Jackson's on board. They're going to pitch this to Christy with Tommy being on board. This is great. This is going to work. But who did I say ruins everything?
Jack and Jill.
Oh, Jackson has to talk to Jack first. Says, hey, Jack, I've been thinking, I kind of want to get rid of Kat. I'm so sick of this. So sick of this. And Jack is like, no, that's a bad move. Okay, Kat, yes, she's going to annoy you. You have to deal with it. You know, that's the price you pay for getting some. I don't remember the exact quote, but it was something along those lines. The bill came due, Jackson, and you have to deal with it because Kat, she's with us. She's annoying, but she will do what we say. Ovi, he's a wild card. We can't trust him. It's just down to that. It's gameplay wise. We have to keep Kat. And Jackson goes, I hate you, but you're right. No, Batman. You're supposed to stand for justice.
I mean, Jackson, like, this is like the first of two times, I believe, that he like loses his resolve with this whole situation. Maybe Jack was onto something when he told Christy and the rest of them a couple days ago that he has Jackson eating out of the palm of his hand, and Jackson is just, you know, a little bit less of an aggressor than Jack is, because this is the first of two times that he's talked him out of this flip. And I think, I mean, rightfully so, I agree. I think that Ovi is the better one to get rid of. I think that Kat is like, I mean, she's stigmatized. And it is what it is. You take one for the team and you get some for the team.
Yeah. And I know that, like, look, I'm angry with Jack. Lots of people are angry with Jack. I actually don't think this is the wrong decision from Jack. I think it was the wrong decision from Jackson to want Kat out. I mean, obviously, but a lot of people are like, well, Ovi wants to work with Jack. He likes Jack. He wants to work with him. Therefore Jack should keep him around. I think Jack actually has the harsh but correct logic here that, you know, Ovi, when talking to the cameras, has been very clear that he has no actual loyalty to Jack. He is perfectly willing to stab him in the back if the opportunity arises. So Jack, I think, kind of recognizes that, and it is better. Like, Jack, through Jackson, has Kat on board. So at least for the most part. You never know with Holly, because Holly is a bit of a wild card too. But Kat is a lot less dangerous in the game overall, and a lot more firmly attached to his side of things. So this is, in my opinion, the right move for Jack. But I was just really hoping that Jackson would make the wrong move.
Yeah, it would have definitely been for an interesting night tonight. But I mean, the optimist in me, once again, I'm like, look, like, we still don't know what could happen tonight with like this supposed eviction or not. Who's to say that Ovi doesn't come back in and he's really mad and pissed off and bitter? Like, there's still some juice to be squeezed out of this fruit. Okay, I'm like, I'm not giving up yet. So we'll see.
You know what I want to see tonight, Amon? I want to see Ovi stay, first of all. But if Ovi goes, what I want to see is Ovi evicted unanimously. And then Julie's like, actually, there's a twist. It turns out if you are bad enough people in the house, we overturn your decisions. And if you're a good enough person and you're nice, then you get to stay in just the first week only. Just the first week.
That is.
But that's how it works. And you know what else? David's also coming back because it was not fair that he left.
That is the wet dream of the BB century.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to have a quick HOH competition and we're going to have to send someone out tonight so David can come in and we'll replace him and it'll be 15 people. And that's how it's going to work. And then Ovi, he's going to go out there. He's going to win HOH and he's going to come back with a vengeance. And he's going to say, Jack, you should have trusted me. You should have kept me in this game. Now I am your nightmare. Go home. And then Jack is the actual first person evicted from the cast.
Okay, so here's the thing. I propose that you say goodbye to the morning updates for a little bit and then just invest all of your time into BB21 fan fiction. Because I think that there is a serious calling here, and I think that the people are starved for good writing like this. So, you know, I mean, maybe Brent or Melissa, somebody could take over, maybe Matt, and then you just, you know, I think that'd be good for you. I support you, Taryn.
I did go to college for screenwriting. That's why it was all this podcast is all about story structure.
Hey, put your efforts to good use, or do them both at the same time.
I just think they should hire me to write the story of Big Brother every season.
Yeah, honestly, they need something to do in terms of like how they structure these episodes, because it's like the way that like
yeah, that last episode was
so bad. But I agree. I think that there is something to be said about what could potentially happen tonight, and maybe I'm thinking that because we'll talk about it eventually. But they're eventually going to tell Ovi, hey, well, Cliff is going to tell him, somebody's going to tell him, hey, I don't think the votes are, you know, going your way. So I'm hoping that Ovi like goes the hell off in his speech tonight, and then ends up coming right back in after that. I would love that.
Yes. So, of course, after Jack convinces Jackson that we shouldn't do the flip, Tommy joins them. They tell Tommy, flip is off. Tommy says, okay. Thanks, Tommy. Sis and Holly are going to have a conversation. Sis wishes that Kemi had been nominated, that she wants Kemi to go. She feels like Kemi is dangerous, and she doesn't understand why Ovi is the one being sent out. Holly thinks it was smart. Holly says, Kemi is great to keep around, because she's still the number one target on everybody's target list. She's still a huge target. Ovi, not a huge target, which was true. She says Ovi will run to power, which is true. She says Ovi will become a threat later on, which is probably true. I wasn't high on Holly coming into the game, but I do like what I see from her. Her social positioning is still great. She seems to have a pretty logical, strategic mind. This is all correct, and she is also correct in wanting Ovi out, in my opinion. So, what are you going to do?
It is a good thing to have, to surround yourself with players that are so like that are crazier than you are. I think that it, like for Holly to be aligned with Kat, it really helps her seek clarity and cling to clarity, which is really helping her see everything with a logical point of view. And yeah, I gotta say, I mean, Holly is really, she's low key on the feeds. She hardly ever gets anything on the edited episodes so far. Like, she's exactly where you should be in terms of like the early stages of the game, collecting as much information as she can, filling everybody out. Like, hey, I mean, let's just see what she does if she's ever in power, if she ever has to enact something. Then I guess that's the true test of a Big Brother player, is how much you can influence as opposed to just stating the facts of the game and stating what's the best move for yourself. So, but she's up there with Tommy and a little bit of Nicole too. Like, Nicole did a lot of good work on the feeds yesterday too. So I'm keeping my eye out as well.
She was my number two on the Stockwatch ratings. Tommy Nate, Holly of Seven.
It's looking pretty good for her. I'm excited.
Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So Kemi is going to have a conversation with Nick, and this is mostly Nick kind of confirming again that Kemi is going to be going after Jack if she wins HOH. I'm concerned that Jack's going to win HOH. He's obviously going to put you up. I think he might put me up too. I think he knows that I'm coming for him. This is probably going to help a little bit in terms of what we talked about before, where Kemi is starting to get a little bit concerned about Nick and where he actually stands, but he's really confirming to her that he wants Jack gone, and he wants to make sure that she will actually put him up. He's like, I don't know if I can put him up. It's too dangerous. And Kemi's like, I'm putting him up. I don't care. You can't be afraid of putting these big guys up. And he's like, good. That's what I want to hear.
I just saw like my face that it froze on before I left for a brief second, and that's just so embarrassing. Oh my god.
You should see the various images of me from the last few morning updates.
Oh my god. But yeah, Nick is really putting in some work to make sure that if in some strange scope of events that he and Kemi, I don't know how he would do this, because he keeps saying that he would do it, that he would throw an HOH to her. Like, if it's something like an endurance comp and it's the two of you left and you let Kemi win in front of the entire Grateful Alliance, I don't know how you come back from that. I really don't. So I don't know. We'll see if it ever comes down to that. But yeah, he's really just trying to drive home the fact that Kemi would indeed put Jack and Jackson up, or namely Jack. And yeah, like Kemi's gung, like she's not afraid to say it. Like, look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm putting his ass up. Y'all got nothing to worry about. He is a threat. Like, clearly people in your alliance don't even trust. I mean, she didn't say that, but like, that's something that I think Nick is thinking about as well. Like, you clearly don't trust him, Nick. Christy is having problems with him. Like, he's a threat. And like, it's not a bad idea to get his ass out. So.
Yes. So Jack is going to talk to Tommy, because he's concerned. He's a little concerned. He's, you know, it seems like Christy's not trusting me as much. What's going on here? And Tommy basically says, you know, I feel like she heard probably that you were making alliances that didn't include her. And in particular, I think this one is going to be laid down at the feet of Ovi. Easy to blame. That Jack made an alliance with Ovi. And so Tommy is like, and that's probably, you know, probably just got her a little sketched out. And I think it's repairable. I think that we can repair this. I think that we should be repairing it. You know, us three, I think that we should focus on the eight, that we should focus on making sure that we're all back together. You know, we got the six shooter thing, like that's fine, but let's focus on the eight. Let's get to the eight. Again, Tommy being like the most boring player. It's like, let's be real stable about this. And again, I blame Christy in the relationship that they have, but it's good. It's good gameplay because of his relationship with Christy, I believe. And so, it's hard to blame him, but he is definitely like the stabilizing force here in the house. And this conversation with Jack is going to go pretty well.
Yeah. He's really, you know, just being the piece. You know, like keeping the peace, like he's like the Jedi of the house. Like, you know, he's a peacekeeper. He just wants everything to stay on track. And I don't necessarily know if, I mean, yeah, it might be boring right now, but we might still see the sparks fly, because like, he's like mainly the only one that seems to have like a true interest in doing that. Everybody else seems to be too afraid and like is like this close to like a Mexican standoff. So we'll see what happens in next week, depending on who wins HOH. But I think that Tommy, like, once again, doing a good job.
Yes. Jack is going to talk to Bella as well. And he's kind of really on like a campaign of, hey, don't hate me. People hate me? Why do people hate me? And so he talks to Bella about, you know, you don't hate me, do you? What's happening here? Let's repair this. You know, Tommy, you know, kind of got this in motion as well. Like, let's repair this eight thing. Bella is going to, he's going to ask Bella about the, he's going to name Kemi, Jess, and Nicole. How do you feel about those three? And she's like, oh, I don't know. I don't trust him that much. You know, Kemi, I mean, you know, I like her, obviously, but I'm willing to let her go. She runs her mouth too much. So, you know, screw Kemi. I'm definitely not attached to Kemi. Don't worry about that, Jack. And she says, you know, Jack, I mean, you have rubbed people the wrong way. You've been making alliances. You made this alliance with Ovid and telling anyone about it. It's not good. It's not good. And Jack is like, you know what? I appreciate your honesty. And I'm gonna try to do better, you know. Like I really want to make this work. And she says, also, you should chill out about Kemi, dude. It's weird.
Very weird. Yeah, I was like, I kind of liked that. What Bella had to say to him, I didn't like the whole thing about obviously the hypocrisy is not lost on me when talking about Kemi, you know, doing all this, that, and the third, and running her mouth when you are the main person running your mouth, but. I was surprised that Jack took it so much in stride. I mean, I know that he's on his apology tour right now, so he sort of has to maintain a level of decorum and stoicism. So I get it. I think it definitely was a productive conversation. I think that it sort of like gelled them back together and like reassured the both of them that hey, I intend to trust you. If you intend to trust me, we have a good thing going for us right now. Like, let's just, like, we literally are in a, we are sitting next to a campfire. Like, there is no reason for us not to be kumbaya. Mm-hmm. Get down to the earth.
Yes. Tommy is also going to then go debrief with Christy, as they do. And he's going to do one thing. I love Tommy. He's probably my favorite, strategic player in the house. But he does a few things that annoy me. One is that he wants to keep everything all cool. Two is that he won't use his influence to save OV. Three is that whenever he talks to Christy, he's constantly talking about like mutual people that they know, which is so annoying because we don't know who any of these people are. Mm-hmm. And anytime he talks about them, the feed's cut. So yeah. He's like, Sis is just, she is such this person. My mind is blown. It kills me. And Chrissy's like, I don't really see it. No, it's dead on. I'm telling you, she. Nah, 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 nah. And so.
This is why Big Brother should be a house full of strangers.
Yeah.
You know, like last season, not all of the other seasons, but most of the other seasons, you know, the way that it's advertised. 16 new house guests all living under one roof for 99 plus days to win $500,000 without knowing any of the other people, having to create bonds in order to stay in the house.
They talk about how, you know, when Tommy walked in, he was terrified when he saw Christy, but now he realizes it's the best possible thing. Such an advantage. Good point, Tommy. They also talk about Jack and how he would really like for Christy to help to start repairing things with Jack more. Because he says, look, he's perfect to work with. He's the villain of the season. They both agree he's the villain of the season. And that means he's perfect to drag to the end game. He's this big, huge target. They should be working with him. And Christy says, you're right. You know, we both talked about wanting to work with like a big, dumb guy. He's like, and that's the thing, too. He's not even that dumb. I think he's smarter than he lets on. Mm-hmm. And I think he uses his freakouts and like anger fits to cover for moves that are actually still just benefiting him strategically. Like when he's freaking out about Kemi, it's like, OK, but also Kemi is the person coming for him. Right. So I feel like he's maybe got something going on in there, which is good for us. And so they want to work with Jack for a long time. And then they also talk about, it seems like one of the people most on Tommy's radar is Cliff. Yeah.
Which I was kind of surprised by.
Honestly, I wasn't, because when we listen to Cliff in the morning, he's one of the only people in the house to be like, that Tommy, he's good. He knows what he's doing. I see him strategize sometimes. He's good. And Tommy is like that Cliff. I just don't know what he would do if he won HOH. He's the only person I'm not sure about. It's like Cliff, he's got the knowledge. He can see the good players. And Tommy also has knowledge, and he can see the people who can see the good players. Mm-hmm. And Cliff is one of them, I think.
Probably, yeah, that makes sense. I guess I'm just like, I just don't see, and maybe this is just me like doing like a bit of an ageist stereotype, I just don't see any scenario where Cliff comes out on top over Tommy. So I guess it's right that he's thinking that way, and that it's at least on his radar that Cliff is on his radar. That's a good thing to have. But to me, I was just like, wow, like I really wouldn't be too concerned about him. But then again, Maybe that means I'm not a good Big Brother player, because every time you start to get a little bit too comfortable, that's when your ass gets got. So
I think it's a little bit Derek and Donnie, where like Donnie's like the only person who's really on to Derek, and Derek's not like actively coming for Donnie anytime soon, because Donnie's not a huge threat. There are bigger fish to fry for a while, but also Donnie doesn't really have the political capital to make any kind of move against Derek. And I don't think it's at that point yet. I don't think Cliff is that anti Tommy. In fact, I don't think he's anti Tommy really at all yet. But I do think that it's sort of like the seeds of that.
I think they just potentially know when it comes down to the line, if whoever's in power will most likely, you know, get the other one out when it comes down to that. To that point, like just like like how Derek did with Donnie, and like when Donnie got on the block, he was like, "Oh, he gotta go." So
they're concerned about Cliff. Ovi is finally going to start getting word that maybe this vote is not quite as locked as he would like it to be, and so he's going to go and pitch to Christy, Jack, Nicole, and Tommy. And his pitch is mostly just like, "Hey, look, I am an asset to you. I will be loyal to you." Kat is not an asset. She will not be loyal. She's not a contributing member of any team. You're like, I can help you if you keep me in this game. Tommy likes the pitch. Again, Tommy, he's pretty pro Ovi. He has a good relationship with him, and he makes good points. Ovi would be a good person for Tommy to have working for him. And so Tommy, after Ovi leaves, is like, hey, we should think about this. You know, he made some good points. Let's talk about this. And Tommy had previously discussed with Jackson, when they were originally going to pitch that maybe Ovi should stay, that they should use the fact that Christy had a sign that told her, not like a physical sign, a metaphysical sign that told her that that Kat should be the first person to go home.
Oh yeah, and everybody was like freaking out about that. Like, I thought that it was like she said that she got it on vacation. But people were like, is this like some kind of like production interference? Because then the cameras cut right after that. So everybody was like, what does that mean? I saw a few people saying that sequester, vacation meant sequester, and that she got some sort of like, which doesn't even really make any sense to me, but okay.
So he's using that. And he points out to Christy, and Christy says, yeah, that's true. That's true. That's right.
New production as a strategy.
Jack, though, is kind of, again, not really on board. In fact, he says, look, I've been trying to make peace with some of the women in the house, like Jess and Kemi, and I don't want to piss them off by sending Kat home. They should want Ovi to stay, though. If they knew what was best. And Christy says, ultimately, after some discussion, and again, like, this is just brutal to listen to. You know, my heart tells me to keep Ovi. My gut tells me to keep Kat. And Nicole chimes in, you know, you should trust your gut, not your heart. This is a game. You should go with your gut. You're right. We got to send home Ovi. They take a vote. if I had to vote now, I would say Ovi. And Nicole says Ovi, and Jack says Ovi, and Tommy goes, okay, Ovi. He clearly wants to keep him, though. He's just not willing to make that move.
Yeah. It's just like, it's what's sad about it the most, I think, is like, is you can just see like the progression, or I guess more like the regression of Obi's possibility of staying all throughout the day. And like, he is like, he wakes up in the morning, campaigning, telling everybody, oh, I have this person, I have this person, I have this person, I have this person. Even going so far as to believing that the vote is going to be 11-1 with Jackson being the one to keep Kat. And just slowly but surely, it just like those numbers just like slip away, and like people telling him like the same thing like over and over again. Like, if I were him, I would have been known that my ass was going home, because everybody is saying, oh, well, you know, I'll keep you in the loop, or it's going to be a goes with the house situation. Well, it's like, that's not an answer. Like, you telling me that you're going with the house doesn't tell me what's going, like, where's the house going? Where's it going? Like, I want to know. And then you have Nicole pretty much telling him, like, look, this might not be going the way that you want it to go. And it's like, that should be your answer right then and there. Like, that the numbers that you thought that you had are not yours. So it's not, whatever you're doing is not working. And I know that it's a really uphill battle to climb, but it's sad, because, I mean, you can tell just how much she wants to be there. And like, Kat, obviously, I mean, she's not really a fan of the show. So you have that whole thing going. She's freaking out. Her, like, as much as like Ovi's campaigning to stay wasn't, you know, that elegant today, at least he's doing something. Whereas Kat is following Jackson around. And it's like, damn, like, who are we really going to reward the opportunity to continue to play the game? The person that's playing the game, or the person that is sleeping with Jackson? And it's like, obviously the logical choice is to get rid of the person that is playing, but like, the Big Brother fan in some of these people is like, damn, like, I would hate if that were me in the situation. And it sucks to see somebody clawing and clawing and just knowing that it's not going to work.
I mean, I would go as far as to say that I think that Ovi's campaigning was actually pretty good. I think he made a very valiant effort here, to the point where he nearly flipped the house like three separate times. You know, that's a lot more than most people, especially week one evictees, are able to manage here. But it's not going to be enough here. I'm giving Tommy crap for not using his influence. I'm going to do the same thing to Nicole in this conversation, because, as I said, she tends to be the nail in people's coffins. She wanted Kemi to stay. And in the conversation with Christy, she said, hey, she used as much influence as she could muster, as she could dare. And she actually was the nail in the coffin to keep Kemi from being backdoored. In this conversation, she's the nail in the coffin to tell them, Don't go with your heart, go with your gut. It makes more sense to to get rid of Ovi. And that's in part because she's been talking to Jess, and Jess is very anti-Ovi, because she wants to keep Kat, because she feels like she has a good relationship with Kat, and that Kat will work with the women and Ovi will not. But Nicole, I think, is even going to start to regret that decision later on. Nicole is very torn. Nicole always kind of wanted Ovi, and I think she should trust her gut and not Jess, because I think Nicole is a lot savvier than Jess, and I think she knows that Ovi is better for her game, but she is not as firm in that conviction and ends up not really stumping for Ovi at all in that conversation upstairs, where it might have made a difference, and ultimately the decision is going to go against Ovi. She is then going to go downstairs and let Ovi know, sorry, man, it's not looking good. They don't want to do it. Tommy is kind of with me. He wants to keep you around, but this is not good. She feels bad. And Nicole genuinely feels bad. Nicole is not like, oh, I feel so bad, but I'm not watching Nicole shove down her guilt and try to justify it. I'm watching Nicole like genuinely just like, I feel bad, And I'm not going to try and justify that I'm right and make that go away. I just actually feel bad. I'm going to feel it. And I'm going to tell Ovi that I feel bad. And I'm going to like comfort him and actually try to do something about the fact that I feel bad instead of just like saying it to myself and to Ovi and then still going around and like dancing for the rest of the night. Like this very, very nice stuff from Nicole, even though I wish she had done more in the actual strategy stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think like this, I think this about her and Tommy, like I think that they both, I think, I mean we obviously, the audience obviously, you know, there's a possibility that somebody might come back in, maybe, but they don't necessarily know that. And so I think that she's not going to be in his crosshairs if he does end up coming back in. And not only that, but even if he doesn't, later down the line, assuming that they make it to jury, I think that it's going to be, I think she'll have one of the best jury management type deals ever. Because if you like the way, I mean, she even went so far as to tell Ovi, like, look, like, don't even try to console me. Like, I'm not looking for that. I'm just letting you know, like, this is not what's going to happen for you. I feel bad. I'm sorry. I know how much you wanted to be here. I respect that you are a fan. I get it. Like, and it just sucks. And I'm letting you know that I know that it sucks and I'm commiserating with you about it. And that sort of like, genuineness, like I can only imagine just how strong that will be for her end game, assuming she makes it that far. So I'm proud of what of how she's handling the situation. I'm glad that she also told Bella, like, look, like, it's not funny that we are out here just like laughing and dancing when somebody is about to leave and this is their dream. And like can we at least like can we just act human for 1 second? Like, I know that it's a game. I know that it's Big Brother and it's about lying, betrayal and all that. But like, for just 1 second, can we just be human? Like, you're not chess pieces, you know? So like, kudos to Nicole for that. So.
Yes, definitely. So Ovi is going to go to Tommy and Cliff and kind of pitch to them again. Tommy's going to give him some advice on how to campaign. He asks if they would be, like, will you guys vote for me if I can get, you know, Jack and Jackson and them, like, if I can get them, will you guys vote with me? Like, that would be enough. And they said, yeah, yeah. I mean, if you can make that happen. And then after Ovi stays, both Cliff and Tommy agree. They would love to see Ovi stay, but they just don't have the ability to change the whole house's mind, which I don't know if Tommy actually believes that or if he is just like actively being like, it's not worth the effort or the attempt, because, you know, to be fair, for Tommy, it's probably not. He has a lot of other pieces on the board. Whereas I do feel like it's much more valuable for Nicole if she's able to pick up Ovi as an ally. So Ovi has a plan. And he goes to Jack and Jackson and he decides to tell them about his power. Now, obviously, we've been talking about how he could be using this as a bargaining chip, and his ultimate decision is to go to Jack and Jackson. I don't hate it. I do feel like if he is able to get both of them on board, then he would be able to stay. And he came real close because he got one of them on board. Maybe if he had only approached Jackson, then Jackson could have been fully convinced and Jackson would have gone hard and Tommy would have been on board with him. And with Jackson and Tommy both on board, I think they probably could have gotten Christy. I think it might have worked. But of course, there's somebody else involved in this conversation that ruins everything.
Jack and Jill.
Jack. So what he tells Jack and Jackson is that he has this power. It's called the Nightmare Power, and he'll use it to help protect them if they keep him safe. And Jackson, he likes it. Let's do this. I mean, that's power in the house. That's safety. That's fantastic. Yeah, we should use this
right now.
And Jack says, I don't believe him. I don't think he'll stay true to his word. Not on board.
Which, yeah, we know that given the opportunity, because I mean, just really think about it, Jackson. Like, if you let Ovi stay in this house with that power that he has to keep himself safe, and you guys go up 1 week, even if he did stick to his word, somebody else from your, because I'm assuming whoever's HOH is going to be nominating people on your side of the house, even if the two of you come off, two or more of you will go up. And that's assuming he keeps his word. If he doesn't keep his word, some of you will remain on the block. And I'm assuming, once again, if whoever puts you up is the HOH that's already against your side of the house, they're not going to put up Ovi, which means that Ovi is just sitting pretty there until the next round of nominations, and he can just do the same thing or keep himself safe if he ends up on the block. Like, why would anybody, like, if Ovi was actually going to do this, which I hope he was not, given what he said to the cameras, why would he ever, ever, ever use this on you, other than as a bargaining chip? It makes no sense. And I'm surprised about, like, Jackson is just so addicted to the idea of being safe another week, because he's just like, he's like, he hasn't had to really do much to, you know, to garner his own team, because he's been safe this entire time. Like, this is a problem with, like, these long, a long ass, like, week ones of, like, Big Brother, is that, like, he's been safe, like, ever since they got there. And so he doesn't want to get rid of that. So I can see why it was so appealing to him, but that was, nah, that's not going to happen. He's not going to use it on y'all. At least he shouldn't.
Yes.
If he did, he'd be dumb as hell.
Yeah, I mean, Jack, unfortunately, again, I think has the right idea here, especially because he points out to Jackson that, look, it doesn't, like, we can't then go, we can't start campaigning to keep Ovi around. It'll be obvious. They'll know that there's something up. And then, like, worst case scenario, like, they campaign, they get Ovi to stay the next week, they go up on the block, and then they come down from the power. They're going to get caught. Mm-hmm. Everybody is going to know that they went behind the alliance's back to selfishly grab a power to save themselves. They didn't compete in the week one competition. Neither of them could have had the power. You know who did compete in the week one competition? Ovi. You know who, at the last minute, out of nowhere, started campaigning for Ovi to stay? Jack and Jackson. They cannot keep it a secret like that. I do think, again, like, he is right here. You know, maybe if they had more time beforehand, but the fact that they just went through two different potential flips where Jack turned it down both times, and now all of a sudden he's going to be like, actually, I've rethought things. No, you know, Ovi talked to me and I've rethought things, and I actually think I want to keep him now. It's going to be so sketchy, and it'll never work in the way that they want it to that way. So, again, unfortunately, he's got the right idea. And of course, this makes you start to think, what if Ovi went to Tommy about the power? You know, again, could Tommy have done this for him? I think that Tommy, who is already willing to, might have given Tommy more incentive to go ahead and do it, like Tyler with Sam, and then maybe Tommy would have done it. But again, I don't know if Tommy actually thinks that he doesn't have the influence, or if he's just not willing to and needs more incentive. If it's the first option, then Ovi going to Tommy doesn't help. If it's the second option, then that might save him. But again, it's such a crapshoot, and maybe if he had just gone to Jackson alone, Jackson could have gotten it done. And Jackson was dumb enough to believe it. So, you know, it was a tough spot. He took his shot, and unfortunately, it just missed, and that's it.
I mean, I saw so much, like, hate for this online last night. I was like, but, like, what do y'all expect him to do? Like, this is the last hurrah that we talk about players doing all of the time. We hate to see people just roll over and die, and we finally have somebody that is out here pulling out every last, and he waited. Maybe waiting ended up being the wrong thing. Maybe he had more potential earlier on, but still, you can tell that he thought about it long and hard before he decided to reveal this. And I gotta give him props to that. I mean, and like you said, I mean, he got one of them. Jackson is sort of, you know, he's an easy one to get, but he still got him. So, you know, it was maybe. And it would have been such masterful gameplay had he ended up flipping this. Like, let's say by some stretch of the imagination, this conversation continued to evolve, like, while the feeds were down today. And the next thing you know, we're on the live show and Ovi ends up staying. Like, and then, like, next week it gets revealed that this is the reason why Jack and Jackson campaigned to keep him there. And then the Grateful Alliance just, like, implodes because everybody can't trust anybody. And now Ovi's just sitting there. Like, that would have been so great, but.
So you're going to team up with my fan fiction blog, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'll be a weekly contributor.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, things just get worse and worse because Jack and Jackson don't just stop there deciding to decline the offer. Of course, they told Ovi yes, that they all were on board. But they also went and told Christy and Tommy about the fact that Ovi has this power. And of course, Christy is like, well, I hate that. He didn't approach me about using the power on me. I'm the one in trouble if he uses the power on you guys. This guy's got to go. And they're like, no. Jack said that he would rather Ovi use the power on Christy before even using it on Jack. And she's like, I don't care. He didn't offer it to me.
He didn't tell me.
That's not good for me. And honestly, I'm sure that Tommy felt a little bit the same way. That like, look, you know, I don't want, you know, Ovi in here using the power on people that aren't me. Like, if he had approached me, maybe, but he didn't approach me, and neither of these two offered to make it protect me. Like, so right. I think Tommy has even less incentive to keep Ovi now. And so, you know, it's unfortunate. Christy says, this guy, he'll say whatever he can. He's not going to stay true to his word. I don't believe a single thing he says. And you know,
anybody
what?
That's trying to pay off student loans will say anything they need to say. And I was like, I feel personally attacked, but that is a read. I feel that pain. Okay.
She says, you know what? Now, if he comes back and threw like a battle back or something, we're going to expose his power and we're going to send him right back out the door. I feel so bad about it, though. Oh, my God.
They just doubled down. It was like, look, like, even if you do come back, it's over. Like, because if you're not going to come to me with this power or with this, like, I'm the HOH. I am the HOH. And then for Tommy, I mean, even Tommy, because I think Tommy said something earlier in the day about, like, how Ovi was going about this all wrong and, like, going to people that were, like, so on Jack's side, they're going to do whatever Jack says. So, like, you cannot go to those people. You need to go to people that are not pro-Jack. And, like, the fact that Ovi went to Jack over him, somebody that's been, like, crying about not being able to keep him, it's like, well, damn. What am I doing? I was a fool. So
yes, and again, I can't stress this enough. They're making the correct decisions here. I'm just mad at them for it.
Precisely.
And I'm mad at the way that they do it.
It's just like, yeah, like, if we're going to be cutthroat, then be cutthroat. You know, like, this whole, like, oh, I just can't believe that I'm doing this. But, well, you're doing it, you know, you're doing it. Just deal with it. Feel bad about it. Be like Nicole. Feel bad about it. Live in that. Deal with that. Move on. Let's go.
Yeah. Like, actually feel bad. Don't try to avoid. Like, I hate watching people rationalize their feelings away, their feelings of guilt away. It's like the most frustrating thing, where it's like you see somebody do something bad and then you watch them as their mind works to absolve themselves of that guilt, and you're just like, no, that's no, you're supposed to feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to feel bad forever. Just allow yourself to be like, you know what? I did something bad and it hurt somebody, and I feel bad about that. And I'm going to genuinely apologize to them. And there's nothing that makes that better. It's just the way it is.
You know,
I feel guilty about it for a little while.
You're right. That really is an annoying thing that happens a lot in Big Brother. Like, they'll come up with any kind of excuse to make themselves feel better about their situation when really you know that you felt bad. Like, it was like, you know what really pissed me off? Was like, back in BB16, whenever Christine got evicted and then everybody booed her ass to, like, oblivion. And then Frankie was like, oh, well, we made the right choice. Like, no, come on. Like, y'all were mad. Y'all were sad about having to do it. You felt bad about betraying her. It's okay. Like, don't, like, screw the audience. Like, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. That's what we've got for you today. Oh, wait. No, there was some more. There was some Kemi business. Late in the night. Aman, you said that you were reading into some of that.
Yeah. So apparently Kemi was missing.
Yeah.
A long time.
This wasn't strategically relevant, so I wasn't really gonna, like, bring it up too much, but Aman was like, oh, I read all about this.
I was like, what's going on? And then all of a sudden, like, she reappears after they call her name over the speaker, and She's like, oh, it's fine. I just wanted a break in the hallway. And I was like, that has never been such a mood ever in my life.
Nick thought she was going to like quit the game.
They were like, oh my God, this is about to be, she's leaving. Like, Obi might actually stay. Like, but no, she just needed a break from Yahoo. Like, she was over it. And I was like, yes.
The emotions were running high last night. Sis was crying at one point, I believe. Nicole was very upset about Ovi. Cammy was you know, really upset. People feel real bad about what's happening to Ovi. And some people are not just trying to rationalize away their feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a tumultuous.
I'm not saying Kemi feels bad about what's happened to Ovi, and that's why she hid. She had her own things. Multiple people throughout, like Nicole, I think, was crying earlier in the day. Apart from what's happening to Ovi, she was just, you know, emotions run high, and you start thinking about home, and you start thinking about, like, you know, all of the things that make you sad, and you just start crying.
Yeah,
it's a pressure cooker in there.
They haven't been hardened yet. I mean, it's still very early, and they're, you know, any little thing will get to them. So I give it 5 more weeks, and then they're all going to be like, whatever. That's when the bitterness and the anger starts to set in.
Yes. I mean, remember, like, this is their first real eviction. Like, they're really starting this is the first time they're confronting the fact that they're playing this game and ending people's dreams. So that's what we have for you today. I will be live tonight with Donnie. Weird that I mentioned him in the update.
Think of the devil.
And of course, Rob, after the eviction episode, where we'll see what happens here with Ovi, as he'll likely be evicted unanimously. However, there has been an ad going around that we kind of referenced earlier that it says, you know, tune in tonight for the eviction. Or hold on. Let me get the exact wording here. Tomorrow it's eviction time. And then it's like, or is it?
Mm-hmm.
Dun, dun, dun.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Yeah, we're gonna find out what's going on. We're finally gonna figure all this out and see, you know, is Ovi gonna come back? Is David gonna come back? Are neither of them gonna come back? Are both of them gonna come back? We'll figure it out, hopefully.
Like, the whole Redemption Island twist idea is pretty popular right now. I mean, and I wouldn't be, I'd be like, I think maybe, but I'm also like, it's an hour show. And I just feel like, how are they going to, I mean, I guess they can always like leave like the telling how they got to this point part of the show pretty short and like concise. I mean, it's not like they're worried about true storytelling anyway. So I don't know. We'll see. But I have to imagine that somebody has to be coming back in or something, like, because it's either, they're either referencing Ovi potentially staying because he beat David at whatever it is, or David coming back in. Like, there has to be, like, because why? What else could that mean?
Yes, the chat is also pointing out that for a couple days now, I think there's been a little bit of a mystery of that. Kemi seems to know about the 8-person alliance, and she seems to know about like various sub alliances within that. Like, she knows a lot. And people are like, did Bella tell her this? Cause she was talking to Nicole about it last night. And I do believe that Bella, you know, the rat that she is. And I really don't mean that in a derogatory way, because, you know, that's, it's a labeled role at this point in Big Brother. She obviously ratted Kemi out, but she's also ratted the 8 out, in my opinion, because the way that Kemi described the alliance the first time I heard her talk about it, she described it as, they're barely even an alliance. They just got told that they were in an alliance, which the only person who says it that way is Bella. And obviously she's closest to Bella. So it makes a lot of sense to me that Bella told her about this. And so she was talking to Nicole about it last night. And so that's, you know, that's out there, but it's not like the most solid thing in the world. It's not like everyone's like, oh, there's 8 people, we must rally against them, and so on and so forth. It's mostly just like, yeah, I think there's some people working together, and you know, we gotta get rid of Jack, 'cause he's got all these alliances.
Yeah. I would agree. I mean, yeah, I mean, who else could it have been but Bella? I mean, she can't keep her mouth shut. She's like she's horrible. And like, I mean, she's a rat. If you want to be a rat, be a rat. I don't know why all the people in Aika's interviews were like, oh, I don't want to be a rat. I don't want to be a rat.
People were so offended. They're rat or snake. Oh, Well, obviously neither, but definitely not a rat. It's just like, come on, guys. Watch season 15.
Honestly, exactly. I would have been like, I probably will be both. I'll be a snack or a rake. Like, whichever one fits my strategy more that week, I'll do that, you know?
Yeah, there you go. All right, so like I said, tonight, after the episode, we will be live to talk about whatever it is that goes down. And then, of course, tomorrow, I will be live at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today and tonight on the feeds. Hopefully be a lot to talk about. And then that's, you know, that's it. We'll continue the morning updates and then not another episode until Sunday. Isn't that crazy? Weird schedule. So that's what we got going for you there. Of course, you can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I will be streaming today at probably around 4 o'clock Eastern time. And I'm going to go over the Stockwatch. We went over the Stockwatch rules yesterday. We had some fun on the stream with some new rules. Very fun, very exciting. And so today I'm going to be just discussing my own personal buys and sells and who I think is, you know, going to do well next week and who might fall next week. You know, when I was doing the picks last season in Big Brother Canada, I was noticing that I was like really thinking very, very hard and like detail oriented about like who could possibly maybe be in trouble next week, who could possibly maybe be doing better next week. And so I thought maybe would be fun to talk about that on stream and maybe, you know, if anyone else is around, like if Amon wanted to hop on, if he was available, he could, the invite is there, or whoever else that wants to join in and talk about their picks. Of course I'll be chatting with the chat as well. So join me there on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, and Amon, where can people find you?
You can find me at Amon Adwin on Twitter, you know, talking shit.
Yes. And of course, you can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn and on Instagram at, I don't know, honestly, Taryn_Armstrong, maybe.
Oh my God, how do you not know your own Instagram name?
I forget. It's hard. People steal my name on all these platforms. It's such a weird name and I don't even get the benefit of it.
I'm looking it up.
It's Taryn_Armstrong.
Okay, there we go.
I'll post a cat picture today. We'll have some fun. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us. What a mess. What a mess of an update.
You were almost as emotional as everybody else was in the feed.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you next time.